Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
In 1904, it was the beginning of the mighty Welsh Revival. Every church was stirred to the depths. Strong men were in tears of penitence. People were overpowered by the Spirit and acted as drunken men. Disobedience and unforgiveness were two sins that were continually dealt with. The aim was the saving of souls. People were crying out in agony of soul, "What must I do to be saved?" For Rees Howells, it was a confrontation with God that would change his life forever. God was asking him for unconditional surrender. Rees describes his struggles. "I intended to do it, but oh, the cost. I wept for days. I lost 7 pounds. He asked me to give up myself and my will. I found I could not until he pulled me through." Rees was now 25 years old, and he was about to plunge unreservedly into a life of intercession. He described it this way: "When the Holy Ghost really lives in a chosen vessel, there is not limit to the extremes to which he will take him in his passion to warn and save the lost." As Rees recognized, every greatly used instrument of God has been an intercessor. John Wesley, William Booth, Hudson Taylor, C.T. Studd. And for us in this series, it awakens a hunger to explore the lives of these great men as well.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.